The Wyoming legislature is moving into its final 3 weeks, and I thought we'd check in with Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck. Bob, great to have you here. Let's jump right in. The big news over the weekend is that Cheyenne Senator Lynn Hutchings was accused by the group Wyoming Equality of making inappropriate comments to a group of Cheyenne Central students who were lobbying for workplace protections for LGBTQ people. She's accused of comparing homosexuality to bestiality and pedophilia. What's been the reaction?
Well, it's not been positive, but it's also been very measured. I spoke with Senate President Drew Perkins this morning, and he's confirmed that they'll undergo an investigation of the allegation, interview both sides, try and see if there really was some sort of a violation of their rules. Perkins told me it's tricky since Hutchings was not on the floor or in a committee, and that makes it more of a free speech issue. But he did seem to agree with me that there should be some decorum with speaking with members of the public and certainly children. Senator Hutchings, by the way, on her part, has denied the allegations. She says, according to a number of sources, she's getting death threats and is certainly blaming the media for blowing the issue out of proportion. State Democratic Party at this time is calling for her resignation. Some other groups have started to weigh in, but as of yet, we haven't heard what she wants to do. But I would find that shocking if she resigned.
Is this out of character for her?
No, she said negative things about gays and lesbians over the years. She made some comments to Representative Connolly and others during a discussion about a same-sex marriage type of bill that came through the legislature one time. Of course, this is something she's denying, and so, you know, it might be that that she was misinterpreted by some, but obviously the people on the other side of this that are making the charges are very certain about what they heard.
So what happens next?
Well, they'll investigate this, and this is done by the legislature. It is a confidential process, but Perkins says both sides will hear about the outcome, so it's possible that the group might tell all of us what they came up with. Democrats are calling for a resignation, as I mentioned. That's not going to happen, although I will say that in the circle of lobbyists that float around here, this is being viewed very negatively. Obviously, a topic of conversation. But for those wondering, there's no recall process for legislators in the state of Wyoming.
The other issue that is front and center is the budget. It sounds like it hit a crisis stage. What's going on?
Well, it might have hit a crisis stage. You know, they killed the state capital construction bill, as we reported last week, and did pass some emergency spending measures in the Senate about midweek. And it did sound like, oh my gosh, we're in for a little bit of trouble. And there is a huge difference between the House and the Senate versions of the bill, about $70, $80 million. But it does sound like there is some ground being made up. It could have been a negotiation ploy. Both sides are talking. Senator Perkins promised me lunch if they didn't reach a deal by Wednesday. So obviously I'm pulling against any kind of a resolution because I like lunch. But honestly, I'm not exactly sure what the crisis is. I know the House has overspent a little, which is sort of surprising when you consider that most of them probably ran on cutting the budget. But, you know, you get a couple of bucks, get elected, get excited. And so I think reining some of that in was going to be the key. But when you look at the big picture, Caroline, and this kind of struck me as we watched the Senate actually cut its version of the budget, you know, they have a lot of money in reserve. They've had more, have more income than they've had in a while. So it's sort of been difficult for me, at least, to figure out exactly what the problem is and why they need to relax on the spending. I mean, long term, maybe the numbers don't look good in education, but they're getting a lot of return on their investments, a huge return on that. And then certainly their oil and gas revenue has been okay. And so I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but do remember this is a supplemental budget, and they did fund government for the most part, with the exception of a couple of agencies, for 2 years. So you'd think this wouldn't be that hard to figure out.
Bob Beck reporting from the legislature in Cheyenne. Thanks so much.
Thank you.